we're live, and we are here at the championship game at the sixth annual Crawley Classic in Talkeetna, Alaska. And what a great tournament we have had. And it can't get any better with Sam Point in the championship round here against the Lynx from Nenana. Oh, man, this is going to be exciting. Sam Point walked out with a win at the Trident Tip-Off in Sam Point this year. And then to get two tournament trophies in one season would be quite an accomplishment for these boys. It's been a tough road here. They had to get through Sioux Valley, the home team. They had to go through Tanana. And now they're at Nenana. A tough team, fast, quite in shape. The tip-off goes up and saved by Alex. Man, he almost flies out getting that ball. So the tip-off goes to the Sandpoint Eagles. There was a loud cheering for the Eagles when they were announced. Everyone here, a lot of people here are rooting for the Sandpoint Eagles. It's going to be quite a game. On the baseline, shot by Al Schiller. Drain for three. That's how we're going to start it. Alex Gilbert with 3 points on the board already. And the boys got to watch out for fouls. This is really the deal of the Sandpoint Eagles this year. As foul, foul, foul. Oh, a poke out by Alex. Covered by the Nana Link. Oh, the ball gets ripped. They're able to send it back outside for a jump shot. No good. Big save, though, keeping the hands of the Lynx. Oh, man, another shot in and out. And Evan gets the rebound this time. And you can already see that the offense of the Lynx is moving really fast. They have a real quick speed. Everyone's talked about their speed. Size-wise, it's really even. Evan, Glenn, and Jonathan. Jonathan's the tallest on the court, without any doubt. Nenana comes from a 2-8 school. All right, so here's throwing for the Eagles. They have possession, and this has been a real great tournament. We're all excited to be here at the championship level. It's just been a great season. Oh, there's a steal. It was halfway between Colton and Alex. Colton wisely lets the layup go in. No foul. They've got to hold on to every foul they can here, and that was a real mature move by Colton. Did not go for the foul. So here's a half-court trap. It's going to go out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles. So the Eagles are going to have to watch out for the speed on the defense. The trap there at half court kind of caught them off guard. The Eagles come back and set into a very strict 2-3 zone with a bit of movement down the bottom post to adjust for people inside. And there's a good sub move down here. They're going to have to watch out for in the paint. Number 24, Lars Nanuk, doing a great job there moving around. The jumper's up for the Lynx. Doesn't go down. Oh, and a pickup there on the rebound goes to Colton. He's breaking fast. Takes it. Oh, around the world. Doesn't go in. Nice attempt, but he had just too much defense. Prior to throwing out to Alex, who was trailing on the wing. Shot up from three on top of the key. It's going to go wide of the rim. But a fight for the rebound. Oh, and there's a putback, and the Lynx take the lead. Nenana now up 4-5. So here we go with the Eagles, having possession. And there's a jump shot for 3 points from Glenn Krause. His three's really carried the Eagles in the last game. Oh, and a foul there by Alex Gilbert as he trailed behind number 23, Corey Stanford. And Alex, that's exactly what he does not need to do. You can give up a layup, a foul if you can't take back. And right now, Alex cannot get into foul trouble. But with 5:36 on the clock, time's running down. The boys are moving things quickly here. It's going to be a real fast game. Sandpoint hopefully can keep pace. A missed shot on the first attempt there for Stanford. He'll take one more from the line. And it's another beautiful day. The sun's starting to go down here. It's getting a little gray outside. And it's going to be a nice evening. And a crowd's starting to come in here for this game. It's going to be a nice, excited, big crowd. It should get pretty loud in here. All right, here's the Eagles moving down. That second attempt on the line was good. Evan Wilson will tie it right up, though. Good job working into the paint, hooking it on the glass like only Evan can do. 5-5 now. And here's a deep travel there. 21, Stutter, Christian Agriak. Agriak will turn the ball over to Sandpoint, and they're going to have that half-court. Oh. Half-court trap coming right now. They're playing a real high zone defense that has a trap set up for the half-court. So a tip out there. Alex is able to keep his hands on it. Glenn gets a nice little jumper. High arc. Own rebound comes to him. This time Alex will drive in. Oh, shoot. He nearly loses it. Contact push there. The ball was moving all over the place. This is a real quick, really quick pace game. Manana brings a real pace. Sandpoint does a good job staying pace with teams that they're playing. And number 11, James Martin, will put that foul. Glenn will take another shot from three. It's a little off. I can tell right now. And it goes out of bounds on the baseline. And so, yeah, they need to look for opportunities here to move the ball around. There's Glenn Sprouse's three-pointers were critical in the last game, but they have to run their offense. The big thing that Sandpoint did was they ran their offense when they played last time instead of just panicking and trying to get quick baskets, which is a little bit of what they're doing here. Shot from three. Oh, it's good. Number 23 sinks that one. Corey Stanford. And 8-5 is the score now at 4:21 right there in the first quarter. Sandpoint fought really hard. They're going to at least get second, and I know they want to walk away with the first-place trophy. And here's a move as they send it further down the line. Jonathan needs a little help. Big cross-course pass. Kraus. But the defense is just so quickly here. Colin's able to bring it in. It's going to knock out. Last touch by Jonathan. Colin tried to run the baseline. No bounce, and then bounced it back in. And it's going to go off of the hands of the Eagles. It's bounced. So here comes the Lynx with possession. Nanana with the ball. They're up by three, 8-5. Under four to go here in the first. It's been a real clean game. Another shot from three. Oh, rain. He had defenders all around him. It's a real fast release, and they're going to have to watch out for these three-point shots. Score now 11-5. Nanana in the lead by six. Shot for Glenn Kraus. Oh, just in. It was just off the back of the rim, almost bounced in, but Johnny was there waiting for it, so he gets fouled on the attempt for the putback. Glenn Kraus played for the Lynx last year. He is from Nanana. So Glenn Kraus here amongst friends and family. And it's interesting seeing him here play. I wonder how he feels on the court right now. He has a bit of an insight into the play, though. I know it's the same coach. Oh, Johnny misses that first attempt. Here's a sub on the court. Mike Stickman will come in for the Lynx. Johnny's second attempt all around and back in. Good job. 6-11 now. And Stickman will be in playing point guard. And the Nana Lynx lose the ball off the toe of the Eagles, so a throw-in on the sideline for Nana. This has been a very good game so far from both teams. You can tell that they're feeling each other out, and they're definitely getting a sense that they're well matched for each other. Shot from three. No round and down. Oh, these guys are lighting it up. Number 23, Corey Stanford. He is lethal from the perimeter. Sandpoint looking for an opportunity here to get some points on the board. Ball sent out of bounds. Last touch by Stanford. Stanford having a big game so far. 14-6. Sandpoint trailing due to three-pointers. Colton with the ball now. And they're passing it around. Across to Evan. He's driving. He's got a wide-open lane. Oh, floating layup from about 8 feet out. It doesn't go down. He wanted that setup, too. Terry there. Number 11, James Martin with a moving violation. And here we go. Sandpoint will now have the ball. And so Sandpoint trapped right there on half court. Glenn's got a three-point shot. Oh, it's all over. Big soaring rebound goes into Martin's hand. Fast break. Stickman. Colin's right there, though. Just steal the ball away. Good effort by Fulton. Just came in right behind. Stickman falls down hard on his knees. Sends out to Alex. He's open on the baseline for three. Oh, it's just over the edge. Rebound goes to Nanana. 30-second timeout called by the coach for Nanana. Stickman, he fell pretty hard on his knee, and he's going to hobble off. And the coach from Nanana getting talked. They're going to have a substitution in. Okay, so they're talking now. They're saying this is not a real timeout. It was just for a quick substitution due to injury. They're not going to charge a timeout for Nanana to sub out a player because of injury. All right, here we go now. Back in the game. The Nanana Lynx have the ball. 2:08 on the clock here in the first quarter. No shot for three. Oh, Oh, my gosh, it's good. And he had defenders all over him. These guys are deadly from three-point territory. They're going to have to work to neutralize three-point shot. Standpoint now trails by 11. And there is a foul, number 21. And maybe foul trouble would be the possibility here for the Lynx if they continue fouling. All right, Standpoint with the ball now. Moving it in. Met by that high zone. Half court. Colton dishes out to Evans. Evans got swarming defense. And as he puts up the shot, it's going to go off the back of the iron. And here's a real fast transition on offense, making Standpoint hustle back. Here's Stanford with the ball. He's got to be extra guarded. Stanford now with three. Oh, off the back iron. It was a good line. Alex with a fast break. He's able to take it and put it in for two. Good job, Alex. He had two defenders right behind him, but he got fast. He got back fast. That signature fast break move. Now Standpoint only down by nine. So here's Standpoint with the ball. Or Man with the ball. Oh, what a drive in and a layup attempt there by number 11, James Martin. He just moved the ball in and out and all around. Put it up, but it did not go in. And Standpoint will get the board. It was well fought for. Evan wide open on the post. Muscles up. Oh, it doesn't go in. Rebound going to the Lynx. And here's a fast break transition. Oh, and he gets right past Colton. He just slams it up. Good job by Colton planting his feet. Good work by number 11, James Martin, on being able to get around. And here's Standpoint moving in. Looking for a chance. Ball gets almost stripped out of Colton's hands, but gives him an extra dribble. He takes it all the way in. Lots of defense around him. He still puts it down. 21 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. 19-10. Standpoint down by 9. They're working to stay in it here, though. Nanana has just been unstoppable from the three-point line. And here they are, the Lynx with the ball, passing it all around the perimeter. They're going to get time for one last shot off. It doesn't go down. Rebound. Oh, goes to Nanana. One more high shot off. No foul. And there's the buzzer. Saving Standpoint from themselves on that one. The foul situation is looking pretty hairy. And we're going into the second. The score will be 19-10. Standpoint trailing by 9. The three-pointers have been just lethal from the Nana. Want to say a word to our sponsors who brought this championship game to you today. Thank you to the King Cove Corporation and the Shugan Corporation. Also, Lucian's East Borough for their support of these broadcasts. Also want to thank Eider Air, Lake Clark Air, Peninsula Airways, and Grant Aviation for our sponsorship of ASAA basketball here in Standpoint and King Cove. Also, a thank you to Wasack Electronics, Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, and GCI. These people have helped make these broadcasts a reality, and we thank them very much for their support. All right, the clock is winding down here as we're about to go into the second quarter of this competition, this championship game in Talkeetna, Alaska. It is the Crawley Classic, the sixth annual, and Standpoint is working to get their name up on the board. There's this really neat little board that shows all the winners for the last 6 years, and Standpoint wants a spot on it. Nanana won't go down without a fight. They lead by 9. The score is 19-10 now. And here they come. Nanana has possession. Jump shot from about 12 out. Won't go in, but it bounces hard. Rebound goes to the Lynx. And there's another shot. That one also won't go down. And Glenn Krause will fight for the rebound. He has people swarming all over him. No foul called. Standpoint able to control the ball. Fed down to Johnny. Steps around a little bit. No travel. They're fighting for that rebound. Oh, and a fast break. Number 11. He's got a trailer, and they do a good job of handing it off. Number 23. Stanford. Definitely the big playmaker here for the Lynx. Standpoint now has the ball. Alex takes the shot from three-point territory. It's good. Standpoint still in it. 13-21, though. They're down by 8. Here comes the Lynx. Looking for a chance. Standpoint still in that 2-3 zone. Working out well. Trying to make sure they get cut off the three-point line. Travel there. Number 21, Christian Agriak. Took a step and then started to dribble. As he was about to run the baseline. 7 minutes left of her in the first half. Standpoint made it to the championship game here, and we'll see what they can do as they continue to fight for their way here to the championship trophy. Starting five, still on the floor. Colton takes a shot from 3 points here. Oh, dial that in for a long distance two. 21-15, just short of a three-point shot. Good shot by Colton Mack. 21-15, now the score. Game point trailing by 6 points. There's a good jumper. High arc, doesn't go in for the length, but they get their rebound and put it back. That will go all over the place, and they save it from going out of bounds. So, again, Nana will have one more try at the bucket. Sandpoint needs to work harder on these rebounds. They're putting in good effort, but, man, I know running back and forth with the length probably hasn't spent. Good move into the post, and the shot goes up. This time, the rebound will go into the hands of Evan Wilson, and Sandpoint will have a shot here to see if they can put a few more points on the board. Glenn Krause is open on the baseline. He gets the ball, sends it down to Johnny. Johnny turns and puts one up. Oh, it's all but in. Doesn't quite go down. Rolling around the back of the rim and back out again. And a play being called now by Nana. They're looking for an opportunity here. Moving around the perimeter. Sandpoint shifting well on defense. 21's open on the baseline. They're looking out for him. He's wide open, taking a shot. It's going to go wide. Rebound to Jonathan Roeder. And they got to look for Alex Gilbert on that fast break. There he is, wide open, beating the transition. Oh, the defense got back just in time. Colton with the ball. He takes it over. Evan for a jumper is going to drive the baseline. Puts a high floating shot. Oh, it's not going to go in. That was a tough position underneath the basket, but it just went off the back of the rim. Rebound going to the Lynx. And they'll set themselves up here. Two people checking in for the Lynx right now. Standpoint, not... Oh, there's a shot. It's going to go out of bounds. Standpoint so far working the top five. These boys are going to keep working hard. 30-second timeout. And I see... Now, it looks like Michael Herndon might be checking in at the table, but I don't believe so. So as we go into a timeout, quick 30 timeout called by Coach Herndon for the Eagles. We are at 21-15, Sandpoint trailing by six, but they are definitely still within striking range. They've worked hard to stay there. The Nana Lynx are giving it all they've got, moving really fast. And really, Sandpoint has been able to get the ball and stay with it, but, man, the steam that it's taking, and the Nana has a wide bench with them that you can tell they're pulling pretty deep from. Both teams want to win the championship. Only one can. Sandpoint now with the ball. All right, here we go. Colton with it, and he will carry it past. He'll be met by that little half-court trap. He drives in, though. Dishes it back out. Alex for three. Oh, so close, but it goes around the rim. Here's a fast break. Bench number 11. He fakes out the defense. Oh, enough pressure for him to miss it. Good effort by 11, James Martin. The Sandpoint now will carry the ball up. Glenn moving the ball down to Johnny. Oh, but it's just a little bit off. Stickman, number 10, will get the ball. He'll backpedal and let the offense catch up. That's travel, yeah. A little bit of a bunny hop there. Will send the ball into the hands of Sandpoint. And there's a substitution for the Nana Lynx. Number 24 will come back in. That is Lars Nuck. Definitely a big playmaker for the Lynx. Sandpoint has possession. They're down by six, but they have 4 minutes left in the second quarter to catch up here to Nana. They want to win the championship. Both these teams are fighting real hard for it. Glenn wide open for three. Almost blocked. Oh, had a great looking arc, but just missed it. Colton puts up good defensive work. Oh, someone's got to get that ball. It was allowed just to float there. And a lot of contact here in this game. But they're letting the boys play a physical contest. No one, but it's not getting out of hand. Alex with the ball now. They'll send it back to Colton, and he'll go around the perimeter. Man, tight, tight defense. Really making it hard for Sandpoint. Glenn's got a shot for three. If it's on, it's on. 18 now for the Eagles. 21 to the Lynx. Sandpoint now trails by three. The three-point shots are finally going down. Sandpoint now playing a tight game of defense. Have shut down 3 points, which were really what gave Nana the chance to get into such a big lead so quick. Here's Corey from Nana moving in. Oh, they'll take another look for three. And it's just off the back of the rim. Glenn gets the ball. Oh! And a big rejection there and a big save. The ball will go out. Last touch by the Nanana Lynx. But, man, number 23, Corey Stanford, really an impressive ball player. Now, I actually was talking to him before this, and we were discussing things. He was standing right by me as the game for the championship the girls was playing, and I talked to him and asked him, you know, if he was pumping up and getting ready. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I'm just out there to have a good time, you know. And that was his big thing. He said, make sure you have fun. So Corey definitely looks like he's having a fun time out there, playing a real good game of ball in the process, too. Here's Sam Point working their offense, letting their chance go. But, man, the defense really tight. Tony's help opened up to Evan on the baseline, and it's good. Sam Point now down by one. 2:20 on the clock. This is a great game. And that's what you do. They played the real high defense. It forced the trap situation, but Sam Point kept their cool and worked the play, and that opened up the door on the bottom end. Here's a power-up, number 22. He can't get it in, but he'll get an opportunity for the rebound. And here they go, the Lynx looking for a chance here. Moving the ball around, driving in. Oh. And foul there. On number 55, Evan Wilson. Only the second team foul for Sam Point so far. They're doing a good job controlling themselves. That's an and-one opportunity for Nanuk. Shots off. Evan gets the rebound. Here's Colton moving fast. He's got Alex on his wing. He'll dish it out. Alex for three to tie the game. It's good! The game is tied. 23 apiece with 1:41 to go in the first half. Sam Point has fought their way back from a big deficit to start this game off with. Here are the Lynx driving in. Good moving around the defense, but all that movement puts them off mark just a little bit. And Sam Point looking good out here. Colton for three. It's on, but it's off the back iron. Rebound to number 22, Jerome Salas. Oh! And a real hard shot to Jonathan Roeder. That is an intentional foul call there. No. And I'm not exactly sure what that foul is being called there. And the man has the ball. Travel. Another little rabbit hop by number 10. They're calling a foul against Johnson as he fell to the ground hard. I think it was an accidental foul. I don't know exactly what's going on, but he picked up a foul off that. Michael Herndon checked in now for Glenn Kraut. Colton now with the ball. He needs help. He's able to send it down the line, and Alex burns through the defense, floats up for a little jumper. It's not in. Under 48 seconds to go here. Sam Point moving back fast on defense. Really fast team, Banana. And they take up and move the ball outside to the perimeter now. Oh, man, passing the ball all over the place. But the ball goes into the hands of, John Roeder, and stripped away by number 11. Good fight for the ball there, James Martin. And with 28 seconds left in the first half, Banana looking for one last shot here. Now, but Michael Herndon strips and saves it. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Michael, but good defensive play there. Nanana will throw it in underneath their own basket. And the tournament beginning to wind down now, but man, it's getting hot in here. It's been a lot of fun. Oh, Corey left wide open on the 3-point line. You can't do that. Fortunately, it doesn't go in. Oh, a jump ball called. Evan Wilson at number 22. Jerome Salas got their hands on it at the same time. And as they come down, jump ball called, possession for Sandpoint. And here we go, Sandpoint with the ball. But it's stolen. 12 seconds, it's a long pass. Out of bounds there. Stickman just could not catch up. 5 seconds on the clock, Sandpoint has an opportunity. They've got to move real quick. Alex pulls up for the three. It looks a little short, isn't it? Oh, what a game we have here, ladies and gentlemen. It is a championship game at the Crawley Classic, Sam Point versus Nana, and we are tied at 23 apiece. What an awesome first half that was. Sam Point came back from a huge deficit to get back in there and tie things up. And we'll find out the exciting conclusion here in just 10 minutes. We will be in at the second half of this game, so don't go anywhere. What are you playing, man?
John Prine.
Music. This is championship basketball here.
I know, but I wanted to just relax the people. I didn't want to get them all worked up. Just kind of relax, you know, get in that zone.
Oh, no, man. Well, then, anyway, I'll get them all pumped up because we're underway now here at the Crawley Classic, sixth annual tournament here. Standpoint going for a championship trophy against the Lynx from Nanana. And here's that fast offense that we were talking about, moving the ball around, all the way around the perimeter, but taking that shot from three-point territory, no good. Jonathan Roeder will pull down the board. Standpoint doing a great job. They're in a 23-23 tied game going into the second half. Colton Mack. Oh, hands off the ball to Alex, and it's picked up by number 11, and he's going to be able to take it all the way. James Martin with the steal and the put-up. 7-18 now on the board for the time in the third quarter, and Standpoint trails by two. Now, I know Nanana, their coach's official plan is to run Standpoint out. Oh, what a fake to Evan Wilson. Oh, and a reach-in foul there by Colton Mack. Colton just ran in and he totally faked it to Evan like he was going, but then he just spins around and goes for the layup. It looked real nice, but sadly it was no good. Standpoint now will be on defense. And it's been a real good game so far. Standpoint came back from a big deficit. Oh, it's like a little lead being built here by the Lynx. Another good jump shot. Standpoint now down by four. And Standpoint needs to just stay calm. What they've done all tournament is stay cool and run their offense. They leave the lane open. Oh, but it slips out of the hands of Colton. And 23, Corey's going to take this one all the way. Oh, but he misses the layup. Jonathan Roeder with a rebound. And Glenn Krause was ahead. He's driving the baseline, taking up. Little finger roll. Oh, almost in. He gets the ball and puts it up over to Evan Wilson. Standpoint having lots of opportunities here. And now they'll take it out to three-point territory and take a stab from there. And good shot by Alex Gilbert, keeping Standpoint in the game. 27-26 now. Standpoint only trailing by one. We've got the starting five in. Glenn Krause, Evan Wilson, Jonathan Roeder, Alex Gilbert, and Colton Mack here for the Standpoint Eagles. The Lynx working hard. They're trying to bring the clock down, but they're holding it. And they know that their official strategy is to outrun Standpoint. And 30-second timeout called. Colton was going all the way with that one, and Coach Herndon wanted to take a quick breather and call a timeout. He didn't see Colton gearing up to drive the lane there. 27-26, Standpoint just showing by one. It's a real tight game, ladies and gentlemen. The crowd is full. It's a beautiful day in Talkeetna. It's been a wonderful weekend, just a great time here with lots of friendly faces. I got to see a lot of people that we've seen here last time, Standpoint and King Coast Andrew competition. Really friendly people, very hospitable and generous. And you just see that all the time when it comes here to tournaments. People have pride in their tournaments. They want to be just extra generous and hospitable. And Talkeetna is no less. And what a beautiful village. Got to come up here during the summertime someday. All right, Standpoint will throw it in from the baseline. Tips it up to Johnny. He's trying to put it up. He's got a tough angle to do it, but Standpoint will take the lead. Good lean back from directly underneath the basket to roll it in. 28-27 now. Standpoint up by one. Here's a shot from three by Pepton. Oh, that's good. Corey Robert Stanford will put it up and take the lead by two. He's had probably about three or four three-pointers so far in this game. Alex Gilbert, floating shot off the glass. No good. He tries to get the rebound, and it's going to go out on the baseline. Last touch by the Eagles. And I see Glenn Krause is on the bench, catching his breath. Michael Herndon is in, but he'll tap in now. So here we go. The Lynx moving it well down to the baseline. But good defense from Evan Wilson, keeping things in the hands of the Eagles. And a shot from three-point territory won't go in. But Jonathan Roeder gets the rebound. And they'll send it back out to the outside three-point line. And Colton Mack trying to set the play. But, man, the defense is so tight. Jump shot by Evan Wilson will bring it to a tied game, 30 apiece. And what a tight game this is. The defense, though, from the Nanon, just not giving Sandpoint any chances to set up their offense. Oh, and that's crucial there. Number 21, Christian Agriak, will travel, and he'll be replaced as the ball goes into the hands of the Eagles by number 10, Mike Stickman. And Glenn Krause will come back in for Michael Herndon. Here we come. The Eagles have the ball. Cullen drives it in. Hands it off. Ah, charging. Second foul called there by Colton Mack on the charge. And low fouls so far for the Eagles. They've been doing really good keeping their fouls in check. And we say this all the time, that for the Eagles, and I said it in the beginning of the game, their Achilles heel really is fouled. Here we go. Wide open on the bottom post, but his shot does not go in. Good save, though, keeping in the hands of the Lynx. Another shot, floater from just inside the three-point line, won't go in. One another shot. Oh, and it hits the little scaffolding that's used to crank up the backboard on that high bounce at the backboard. Oh, sorry, off the back rim, that is. But three or four attempts there by the Lynx. Fortunately for the standpoint, none of them go in, but, man, they have to watch out for that. And here's a setup. Colton drives in faint, hands it off to Jonathan Roeder, and Johnny gets the foul. And almost a 2 points. So Jonathan will go to the line. It's an opportunity for two. And the lead. Sandpoint will take the lead here if Jonathan can make one of these baskets. First one's good. Jonathan sinks it. 31 now to 30. Chance here to make it a two-point lead with 3:41 left to go in the third. Here it is. Oh, it bounces off the back of the rim. And Sandpoint will get back fast on transition. So they got to watch that corner where Corey's wide open. And he takes that shot and drains it. I saw that one coming the entire time. Corey Sanford is wide open all the way back on transition. They get the ball to him, and he puts it in for three. And now the Lynx lead by two. Colton will take the ball, dish it off to Jonathan Roeder. It won't go in, though, but the Eagles remain in control. He just shot from the baseline for three. Oh, and just off the front of the rim. Rebound to the Lynx, and here they come moving fast on the offense. But Sandpoint, quick back on transition. They'll sell into their 2-1-2 zone. And Sandpoint working hard on defense and doing a good job of keeping it difficult for the Lynx to score. They put up two chances there. It won't go in. This time, Sandpoint will get the rebound. Alex trying to get back there fast. He would have, but man, Colton was just working hard to keep his hands on the ball. This defense is so quick for the Lynx, but the Sandpoint really, you can show the maturity of Sandpoint this year as they can hold on to this game, even with a team as fast as the Nanon. 11 drives into the paint. Oh, and there's a blocking call there against Glenn Krause. Number 11 was driving in fast, and he gets a foul as he shoots the ball in on the layup. No good on the shot, but he'll get two from the line. Three team fouls now in the third, and I almost spoke too soon. Hopefully, Sandpoint can keep their foul situation here light. Oh, it goes in and out. Good effort by James Martin. But he'll get one more chance. The Lynx still lead the way by two. And here's Martin. A little discussion between Colton and the refs. Martin will get the ball and put it back up. That one's good. So now they lead by three. Sandpoint has been only in the lead by 1 point or trailing by three. But they are always in this game. There's a screen set up for Colton. He'll pull for a jumper. It's back off that back iron. And it'll bounce high and off of the attachment on the basket used to pull it up. And that's just a difficult little attachment set up there because it makes it really not too far up off the backboard. And when it bounces off the back of the rim. Oh, Stickman left open for a three-point shot. It's off by a mark just by a little. And jump ball. Possession will be for the Eagles. 34-31, Sandpoint still down by three. And here comes the Eagles, looking for an opportunity to get back in here with the tied game. They set their play up. Colton will drive in, though. Hands it off. Oh, but there was too much defense in front of him. Evan Wilson now takes it. Oh, another missed rebound by Sanford. We'll leave for a pickup off the rebound by the Eagles. Glenn Crouch, shot for three. It's almost good, but just went off the top of the rim. Oh, and Evan Wilson, who hung back for a second there, almost gets a steal. And in darkness, it's starting to fall here in Talkeetna. But the lights are still on in by this gym, and it's getting very, very intense. 36-31, Sandpoint now trails by five. They've got 1:12 on the clock in the third quarter. Plenty of time for them to get back in and regain the lead. Johnson gets the ball at the top of the key, looking for an opportunity. Glenn Crouch now has it. He's open for three, but he chooses not to take it. Sandpoint needs to run their offense. They'll get kicked out. Ryder Gunnarsson coming in now for the Eagles with only 54 seconds. That'll give Alex Gilbert a chance to catch his breath. Oh, Ryder's throw in. Can't hold on to it. Here's 11 dribbling pass. Great defense by Jonathan Ryder. Just gets between him and the basket and stops him from going any further. Oh, shot is up. No good. Picked up by Evan. Quickly given to Ryder. Now Colton. Colton looking for an opportunity. He drives in the paint. Oh, contact foul there against Stickman, number 10. And there's a substitution being called for number 11. Number 11, James Martin, needs to sit down for a second. And Ryder will come back onto the bench, give Alex a quick chance for some coaching in his breath. And a hand that will go to Evan. Nice little put up. It's a hook shot and in. And you can hear it right now. This crowd is for Sandpoint. They're cheering loud for the Eagles. 23 seconds on the clock. The Lynx looking to burn down the clock. Oh, there's Stanford open for three. Ah, that guy is unreal. Probably his fifth three-point shot in this game. All right, 11 seconds. Sandpoint has a chance here to close it up a little bit. Looking for an opportunity. 6 seconds now. Fuller will pull up for a jumper. 2 points off the back of the rim. 1 second. Just too late. No good on the shot. And there you have it on the third quarter. The score as we go into the fourth and final will be 39-36. Nanano leads away, but it is close. Thank you so much to the sponsors who made this broadcast possible. I have to say thank you one more time to Eider Air, Grant Association, also Peninsula Airways and Lake Clark Air, all those airways that have made this a possibility. Also, thank you so much to the Schumann Corporation and the King Cove Corporation and the Aleutians Eastboro, leaders within our community for making these broadcasts possible. Also, the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage and GCI for their support of these broadcasts. Without these people, these would not be a possibility, and we are so thankful. And we're almost done here. We've got 23 seconds left on the clock. This will be the fourth and final quarter of the Crawley Classic in Talkeetna, Alaska. 26th game broadcasted on this road trip so far. That is quite a run that we've had here, and the road trip will now come to an end with this final quarter. And what a way for it to end. A championship game for Sandpoint. All right, here we go. 39-33-4. And Amanda takes possession as we go into the fourth quarter. The starting five are in their 2-1-2 zone. Colton, Alex, Evan, Jonathan Roeder, and Glenn Crouch. Oh, and there is a chance right there as they have possession to lengthen the lead, and they do so. 8 points now between the two teams. And here's the play coming into motion. Good to see the Eagles moving it well. Glenn, they're moving it out to the corner, but man, this defense is tight. Driving into the post. Oh, Glenn just got behind the rim and just couldn't put it into it. He had a bad position and couldn't put it in. Good effort. He saw the open lane there. So the man has the ball now. And they're moving as fast as they can. Oh, bad pass. Almost gets picked up by Colton. But here we go. Oh, a travel there, but they're not going to call it. As 22 ran into lots of traffic, he took several steps out dribbling the ball. All right, play into action. Colton calls for it. He's put it in. He's looking for help. Gets the pick. Drives in. Oh, but they'll pull it back out. It's just too heavy on the traffic here. Sandpoint doing a great job being patient, working the ball. Oh, but there's a pass over to Jonathan Roeder. Gets intercepted by 22, Jerome Salas. And he'll take it coast to coast. And a bad layup goes into the hands of the Eagles. And here's Evan, post up for two. Oh, just off the back of the rim. Good effort there by the Eagles. And they just need to not get frustrated. Keep control here. And run the offense. Oh, Sanford for three. Oh, it's in and out. But there's a putback by 24. His shot won't be good, but his they'll get another opportunity from the line. Lars and the nut. And, man, my heart beats a little faster every time Corey Sanford gets his hands on the ball. The senior out of Nana has probably shot at least 5 3-pointers so far. And that would count for just about 40% of the points from Nana. First one by Nanuk is just a little off, and here's Evan Wilson catching his breath, and Michael Herndon coming in for him. Evan fought real hard. He's worked really hard. You can tell that he's short on breath and needing that break. All right, second up by Nanuk is right on money. 9-point lead now, and with the goal being well stated that they want to run Sandpoint out. We'll see if the Eagles can hang on here in the fourth quarter. Oh, Alex shakes and bakes. Puts up a jumper. Oh, just at the front of the rim. Good effort there by Alex. Manana moving real fast on offense. And they get over to Sanford. Unfortunately, missed pass there. Alex has it. He's breaking towards the basket. Oh, puts it up and gets fouled on the way. It almost went in, but no good. Rolled off the top of the rim. Here's Alex getting a cheer. Getting a cheer to sink it. We got the fingers in the air, proving to be more than one of the most effective tactics for a free throw, with having people's fingers go in the air. And it works that time. 42-34. Sandpoint still down by 8. Second time's good. Now down by 7. All right. And it looks like Wolf got a happy birthday greeting from the Nuts. He ran over towards the bench and gave a happy birthday over to Wolf Jackson. Sounds like a nice guy. All right, Nanana still playing friendly basketball here, having fun, having a good time. But, man, they're working hard. Travel there, yep. Number 22 with that travel called against him. That's Jerome Salas. And a much-needed opportunity by Sandpoint to continue catching up here. 42-35 to score, down by 7. Looking for a chance here to get within 2 points or two possessions. Michael Herndon turns. He works his way to the back and takes it to the other side. Oh, it almost went in. Good effort by Michael on the reverse layup, but no good. And here's the Lynx putting up their own basket now, lengthening to 9. Michael Herndon looked very good with that play there. It was a bit ambitious, but a very good effort. Play set up. Oh, holding it, pushed to the ground, and jump ball being called there. Colton is just covered and drenched, working really hard here in this game. He wants that championship trophy. Sandpoint's come back from much bigger deficit than this. Hand into the base. Colton, it was handed into the bottom post where Jonathan Roeder was a little too scared to take it. They'll send it. Oh, Colton took it to the other side for a reverse layup. No good. Oh, and there's a cherry pick there. Number 11 will make easy work with 2 points. Sandpoint's looking a little tired. And they're down by 11. And Coach Herndon will call a full timeout. Sandpoint getting run down here. It's been a real tight game all the way up to these last few minutes. They're down by 11. Sandpoint has come back from this kind of deficit before in this exact same kind of circumstance. We'll see what they can do here. But they are being run by the Nanana Lynx. It is really tight. Final 4 minutes and 35 seconds of this championship game. Sandpoint trails by 11, 46-35. The Lynx is playing a real fast offense and a real quick defense. And, man, number 23, Corey Sanford. You can't say enough about his three-point shooting abilities. He has done a really good job. But the Eagles looking real good themselves. They stuck with it and stayed in there all the way. Alex Gilbert having a really strong game. Colton Mack leading the way with lots of plays being made as well. And I have to give a shout out to Michael Herndon for how much he has developed as a player this last year. Here we go now. The break from the timeout. And Sandpoint will throw it in from the half court line. All right, here we go. We're about to get underway here at the Crawley Classic in Talkeetna, Alaska. Standpoint with the ball being tracked real close. Man, defense is really going calm for help. He gets it from Glenn. Glenn will drive in, but man, flexing number 23, Stanford. And he gets the ball right in his hand. And there's a three-point shot. Oh, just deranged. Great set up there. Number 11, James Martin gets the put in. And man, starting to lengthen their lead here. Standpoint needs a couple points to get back in it. Oh, and another steal there. And an easy layup. Banana's starting to run away with this one. 51-35. Here we go. Standpoint really needs a couple baskets. They're just getting run. Oh, Colton needs help. He gets it from Michael. The handoff. Colton drives in the lane. And he gets a good look. Michael's Herndon with a steal on the rebound, though. Gets it back to Colton. Oh, and there we go. Finally a foul call as Colton gets knocked to the ground. And this is not what you want to see happening, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting frustrated. And they're just trying to make quick baskets. They need to run their offense. Throw in goes to Glenn Krause. High for three. It's got a good line. It's in. Standpoint now trailing by 13. 3:23 left on the clock. They've got a fair deficit to make up and not a whole lot of time to do it in, but they can do it. Standpoint has done this before. There's a steal by Alex. He's moving the ball up fast. He'll send it over to Colton for 3 points. It's looking a little on the left, and it is. Good steal by Alex Gilbert. All right, Standpoint now will get back quick in defense. Number 11 didn't play the whistle on that when he started to walk when the timeout was called. All right. So there we go. Full timeout being called by the coach from Nanana. He wants to give his boys just a little quick reminder to not let this one slip away. But Coach Herndon here telling his boys, you are still in it. He has to be encouraging them and reminding them right now to stay in this game. You've worked hard to get here. They've done a wonderful job getting past the 2A Sioux Valley Rams, getting past the Nanana Wolves, and now they're here against the Lynx from the Nanana, and it's been a real tight matchup. Evan Wilson will check in at the table. And we are about to end this contest here at the Crawley Classic, the 6th annual Crawley Classic. We had a representative here from the Crawley Corporation handing out some really cool little shirts and saying thank you to everyone. And if you want to see some neat videos of this competition, go on YouTube to Alaskan Athletes. And Loudon Wilson on the Alaskan Athlete has put up lots of cool videos. There's one of Colton doing a really awesome layup. Alex Gilbert almost gets the ball stolen. It's on the ground, loose. But the Lynx hold on to it. Oh, and they're going to call two shots there. Number 11 ran into the back of Evan Wilson. I don't know who they're going to call that one on. They'll call it on Jonathan Roeder because he's the one closest to Evan. I don't think you can call it on someone when you run into their back. Shot up. Rolls in and out. Standpoint still trailing by 13. They're still in this game. There's 2:47 on the clock. They needed to get the momentum shifted in their direction. Second shot's good. They're now down by 14. And we got the starting five on the floor for Standpoint. They got to move quick. Here comes the play in the action. Alex Gilbert will get it. He'll drive the base. Hands off to Evan. Running into lots of traffic, and they'll call a jump ball there. Yep, jump ball there as Evan Wilson got the handoff, but he was in no position for the ball, really. Possession goes to the Nanana Lynx. And here we go. The Lynx have the ball. All right, Standpoint now looking for a steal and an opportunity. Nanana looking to burn down the clock. They've got 2:23 on it. They're doing cross-court passes. Just trying to keep the ball out of the hands of Standpoint. All right, shot up by Stanford's going to be off the mark just by hair, but he'll do a good effort to save it. What an incredible leap he has. Able to, from the air, to look and see exactly where he wants to put the save. Oh, and Alex will reach in there and try to get the ball out of the hands. No good, and still not bonus yet, so the ball will be thrown in from the sideline. standpoint, one foul away from bonus. And that, when they start shooting free throws, that does open up the door for possessions for standpoint. So fouls are not a bad thing at this stage in the game when you need to get the ball in your hands. Here's the ball now with the length, but it's on the floor. A scuffle to get to it, but Nanana keeps hold. And here's standpoint Colton working real hard for the ball, looking all over the place for it. But, man, they're doing a good job just trying, getting that triangle. Oh! And another foul called, this time, I believe, against, again, yep, third foul for Alex Gilbert. 1:45 on the clock, down by 14. 21 will go to the line. And standpoint will have a chance to get a possession here, depending on what happens with the free throws. It's a missed one, and Evan gets it. Colton's moving real fast. He's got Alex trailing on the wing. They set up Glenn Krause. Oh, he's not going to be able to take it. Oh, and it's stolen from him. He should have given it to Alex Gilbert, but number 11 gets his hands on it. 90 seconds on the clock. Two more points there on the board. 16 points now. And Colton's still calling for the setup. They cannot give up here. Look, the play is in motion. But, man, quick defense here. Jonathan Roeder gets at the top of the key. He drives in, works his way around, but traveling called. Yep. Took a couple steps there. 1:12 left here in the game, and a full timeout being called by Coach Herndon. He wants to get his boys in here and take that teaching moment. With 1:12 on the clock, down by 16, it's going to be a difficult task for standpoint to come back. This is a teaching moment right now where you get a chance to come in and tell your boys, you know, encourage them that they did a real good job. They stuck in this game and fought hard. Nanana moved really fast. And they were able to, I think, just keep the offense and the defense running real quick. The standpoint stuck in it. They kept real close all the way up here to the fourth quarter. And Nanana's now kind of taken away the game, leading by 16 with 1:12 on the clock. But, man, so proud of our Eagles here in the championship game at the Crawley Classic. What a job they did to get here. And as we come to the end here of our road trip, I want to say thank you to everyone. A big shout-out to Big Wave Dave and Virgil Porter for their work here on the radio station. And without them, these games really would not happen. Thank you to our board of directors for their support. And also everyone in Sandpoint and King Cove, these road trips are a great opportunity that we've been doing for 3 years now, following the team on the road and getting all the games we can during the season. Thank you for our sponsors, people. We're really serious every time we say thank you to our sponsors. They really do make these us as a radio station and these broadcasts of basketball happen. Sandpoint now working to get the ball. Alex gets it. He's going to move quickly. Floating shot is up. And they're going to call charging, I think. Oh, blocking calls. Alex even a little surprised by that call for blocking, and he's smiling as he goes to the floor, to the line for two. Second foul on Stickman now. Now Stiller puts one up. Oh, just, man, nothing but net on it. It literally just floated over the rim. He's getting a high five there from number 14, Darkarian Chavaria. Alex gets the second one. They still trail by 14. Here's a little full court pressure and a half court trap. They're able to get past it with some quick passes. Here's the ball. Looks like they're trying to foul. No, standpoint's not going to foul. 45 seconds left in the game. And they're just playing keep away. There's a shot for three. Goes up and out. Last touch by the link. 39 seconds left here in the game. Standpoint will take possession. They are trailing by 14 at the championship here in Sioux Valley. But, man, it was a real tight game all the way. Glenn Cross for a long shot for three. It's good. Standpoint now down by 11. 27 seconds left on the clock. They need the ball. And then breaks past the half-court trap. Now they get to the top of the key, and they will sit with the ball. And there's Colton going to foul. It'll be his fourth foul. A little bit of a holding contact violation. That will send Stickman to the line. And Colton feeling a little disappointed here in the loss. They fought real hard. He misses it. Alex gets the board. They're moving real fast with the ball. Colton will line up for three. He takes it, a long one. Oh, it's just off. Alex gets it, puts the jumper back. It dribbles all the way around and in. Standpoint now trailing by nine. And Glenn Kraus will get the ball back and take it all the way up. Buzzer beating layup, good. And Champlain closes the gap quite a bit to lose by 7 points. What a great job. They covered 9 points to get there. Good effort here. But Nanana will walk away with both the boys and the girls championship. And what's interesting, the last 3 years there at Sioux Valley, King Cove won for the boys and girls, and then Sioux Valley won for the boys and the girls, and now Nanana won for the boys and girls. So quite a little tradition they have going here. But that does it for us here, the road trip, the Crawley Classic. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is Austin Roof, signing out here in South Keaton, Alaska.